Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back into the show. As always, the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 1-800-636-8686. RomeandHaveATake.com at Jim Rome, JimRome.com. I'm Bill Ryder filling in, and we are joined right now by Super Bowl winning head coach and NFL Network analyst Brian Billick on Twitter at Coach Billick. Coach, thanks for on a crazy Monday. Thanks for making some time for us.
Glad to do it.
So when you heard the news over the weekend that Andrew Luck was retiring from the game of football, what was your knee-jerk reaction?
Well, probably like everybody's, just kind of stunned by it. You know, obviously Andrew Luck and all that he's been through, and I thought it was very telling, obviously, when he spoke about the reasons why he got to this point, going through the rehab that he had. Of course, Andrew Luck is an intelligent young man that's got a lot of things going on, has that bigger perspective. But, boy, you talk about a gut punch to the Indianapolis Colts. They've been so lucky to go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck and to now, you know, obviously this close to the beginning of the season. But that huge organizational shift is to what do we do now? Certainly what they do this year is on the short term, whether Jacoby Brissett is the answer or not. But they're going to be in the business of having to find a quarterback after having, about almost a 30-year run, a 15-year run of great quarterback play.
Yeah, and Coach, when you're the boss, when you're head coach in the National Football League, part of the job is managing people and other people's problems become your problems. How often in your coaching career, how common was it for guys to come to you, not at this extreme, but to just talk about the possibility that maybe they want to be done with the game of football a little bit ahead of what most would consider that the schedule they would be on?
Yeah, and actually even a little bit more since I'd left the game. I typically have some veterans that I have coached over the years that when they kind of get to this point, we usually call and say, hey, coach, what do you think? And, hey, could you look, you know, can you look at some film and tell me where do you think I'm at? Do I still have it? You know, more about that. Should I keep going? Can I still play at a high level? And this one for Andrew Luck, as young as he is, it's hard to imagine they hadn't had some conversations along this line. But I remember when Jonathan Ogden decided to retire after his last year, you know, in the comment that he made this, coach, I know I can still play. And I can tell you at a pretty high level. And he had just come off a severe foot and toe injury on the season that he kind of nursed through the whole year. And he said, I can't do the rehab anymore. I can't go through what I know I'm going to have to go through to get back to play where I want to play. And at that point, it was just time for him to move on. And it looks like it's the same for Andrew Luck.
Brian Billick here on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in at Coach Billick on Twitter, NFL Network analyst, Super Bowl winning head coach. So Coach, when you were the guy having those conversations for colleagues of yours who are still coaching in the NFL, what tends to be the line where it goes from trying to talk the guy into or have a conversation about, hey, let's give it another year, to good luck, Godspeed, enjoy retirement?
Well, and that is the fine line, because it's not your place to tell the young man that he's wrong. It's a matter of listening to what he's saying, seeing if there's anything in between the lines that you can get a sense that, well, okay, maybe he does just need some time, or maybe he just needs the year. But you've got to judge that and get a sense of exactly where they're coming from. And typically that's going to be the advice, to say, well, we're going to honor and respect, you know, because this one's different. This one has to do with the injury. If it were just, gee, I don't know if I still have a love of the game. I don't know if I can play at a high level. Those are different conversations when the young man says, I just don't know that I can deal with the injuries anymore. And that's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, and Coach, obviously this is an extreme example also, because Andrew Luck is massively talented at a massively important position in the NFL, and I would argue you can both respect his decision and understand it, and if you're part of that organization, be stunned and be frustrated. If you were to put yourself in the shoes of that staff, if you were to have a guy like Andrew Luck make the decision to retire at this point, just before a season, what do you think your reaction would be as a head coach in the NFL?
Oh, it's gut-wrenching. But, you know, unless they kind of had an inkling, although based on what they've done and what you hear coming out of there, it sounds like they didn't. It sounds like they fully expected him to continue to play and that they were stunned by this as anybody. And now what that does going into the season, you know, not having the time to make any other adjustments, and I'm sure they may be looking at other rosters and seeing if there's some veteran backup. They may feel like they have it with Jacoby Brissett. I can't believe that they think he is the long-term answer. I'm sure that will be the mentality. It's, you know, next man up, and you want the team to rally around and go in. And who knows? Maybe he can play well. But boy, this is when this type of thing happens to organization, it's about as gut-wrenching as you can imagine at every level, from the coaches to the players to the front office and even the fans. They all have to be stunned right now.
Yeah, Coach, and you said it's next man up, and that is that's the culture, that's the mantra of the National Football League, and that organization is being classy. They're saying the right things. How likely is it, you think, behind the scenes that one of the reactions from staff, from players, toward Andrew Luck is anger?
It could be. There's part of it that it depends on what the conversations were. You know, there's a part of you could say, hey, how about a heads up? How about you give us an idea? And maybe he did. Maybe, and they just weren't listening or didn't think it was going to happen or thought he'd work through it. You know, it depends on the conversation. But if this truly came out of the blue, as much as you do respect it and have to understand it, there's got to be, in a certain degree, a certain sense of betrayal.
Talking to Brian Billick here on the Jim Rome Show. And Coach, it was already a really interesting division. Lamar Miller goes down for Houston over the weekend. Would have been big news if not for this news. We know Nick Foles is now that Jags team trying to get their swagger back, particularly on defense. Marcus Mariota trying to show that he belongs as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and that Mike Vrabel staff that obviously defensively has been really impressive. Deshaun Watson's a very promising young quarterback. How do you handicap the AFC South now that Andrew Luck is not a part of it?
Well, and you're right. They were going to be right in the middle of it. I think you could make a strong case that the AFC South, top to bottom, is the best division in the NFL. You may not have the best team. We'll find out. But when you look at all four teams, and, you know, yeah, next close to it, I would say, is the NFC South with Atlanta and Carolina and New Orleans. But then you got Tampa. You know, there's always that outlier, and you just don't know. But top to bottom, just the quarterbacks that you mentioned and the caliber of the teams. So I really think that was going to be a toss-up division, hard to handicap who was going to be the best. Clearly, you know, you would anticipate maybe two, maybe even three teams coming out of the division for the playoffs. But I can't imagine how Indianapolis, this is going to be tough for them and drop them, in most people's opinion, I would imagine, to the bottom of the AFC South.
And for you, in your opinion, Coach, do you think that they're missing the playoffs now with this news?
You know, if you were to start and not put it to a specific team and say, take Team X, and whatever their prospects are, they lose their starting quarterbacks, is that going to eliminate them from the playoffs? I can't think of a team in the NFL that I wouldn't look at and say, yeah, that's probably the case. Now, they can obviously work past it, and there's examples of it. Depends on the depth of quarterback, what, you know, how good they are at the quarterback position, and what whether he's a game manager or a guy they're really counting on. But yeah, if you were to make that statement on any team in the league that they've lost their quarterback, does that change their playoff perspective? I can't imagine the answer not being yes.
And obviously it happens, and guys get hurt, and that's part of the deal. And players in the National Football League, they come to understand that losing time as an individual or losing a teammate for time to injury, that is just part of playing in the National Football League. What are the odds, you think, Brian Billick, that this could be more dispiriting to that locker room because this is a choice rather than something that's been forced on Andrew Luck?
Well, I think they're going to be supportive of Andrew, and they're going to rally around it and say all the right things and truly believe it. Okay, we've got talent here, and we're going to rally around Brissett, and we're good. But that, until you get on the road and have to go to the Chargers, then go on the road to Tennessee, then come home and have to play Atlanta. If those three games don't go well, then now you're going to start to, and then, you know, you play Oakland at home, then you got to go to Kansas City, then Houston. They've got quite a schedule. And if it does not go well, and it could have maybe not gone well even with Andrew Luck. Maybe they, you know, it's tough to win in this league. But clearly, if it doesn't go well, then that confidence that, yeah, we're fine, the season could spiral out of control real quick.
Coach, we've seen some guys walk away from football because of the violence of the sport, because it does take a physical toll. And I mean some young dudes, but never on the level of Andrew Luck. And I'll ask this question, understanding with the asterisk, we don't know the details of what led to this, what injuries there are or are not. But should there be, is it a legitimate conversation to talk about this being a problem with the National Football League and the violence of the game as it relates to the news that happened over the weekend?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Different players respond to that differently. It's a demanding sport. There are a lot of demanding jobs out there that you can look at and go, well, I can understand why, you know, this, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or whomever decides to stop just because of the pressures of their day-to-day. It's just their quality of life. Like I said, Andrew Luck is a broader thinker. He has a lot of interest in his life. He's obviously a very intelligent young man. He likes to travel. And he just may be looking at his life and going, you know, it was the combination of I've got other things going on and the, you know, fighting through these injuries. You got the sense he was saying, it seems like all I do is rehab. And that's not a lot of fun. And that's hard. And you can see where that would sap the love of the game if all you're doing is rehabbing.
Coach, last one for you. Most players that have the talent of Andrew Luck at that position, we look back at their careers, whatever they accomplish as Hall of Famers. I mean, in the number of games he's played, only Dan Marino and Aaron Rodgers had more touchdowns than that number of games. Assuming that Andrew Luck does not decide to unretire in a year or two, how do you think football is going to remember him as a player in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
Well, I think they're going to look at him as a spectacular player. I can't remember a player that came out in the draft that was so uniformly looked at as a can't-miss player. And obviously it turned out that way, notwithstanding the injury. He's been spectacular, and as advertised, he's that good. And so the potential for this young man, and everybody I think uniformly agreed, was absolutely off the charts. And you've got to believe that he was going to build on that and certainly had the physical abilities, the demeanor, everything about him that, you know, you could look at and say, this guy could have a Hall of Fame career. Because you're looking at a guy that had the 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, you know, better than 60% completion percentage. I mean, he had it all and was able to run and do some things. So we're losing a really great player with a tremendous, tremendous future ahead of him had he chosen to stay and play.
Coach, great stuff. Thank you thanks for making some time for the Jim Rome Show.
Glad to do it.
Brian Pillick on the program, NFL Network analyst, Super Bowl champion on Twitter, at Coach Pillick. You know, Coach gave an answer there, made me think of something. Just as a general rule, I hate when every year at the Combine in the interviews, there becomes this narrative about guys who have interests outside of football are not committed to football. Guy likes to speak other languages or likes to travel or is interested in his music. It becomes some kind of mark against his commitment to the game. But the NFL is a reactionary league, is an overreact league. It's a copycat league. It's a, oh my God, look at what happened, let's adjust league. I'm telling you, next year, the interviews, the questions, the concerns about some poor kid that wants to play in the NFL who likes doing something other than football is going to become a big issue for coaches. Unfairly so. I mean, this is a rare situation. It's an exceptional situation. And we don't have all the details of what is a very complicated, I'm sure, equation that led Andrew Luck to conclude, I'm done with the game of football. Give us a call on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in. 1-800-636-8686. Indy, if you want to vent, you want to get off your chest, we got you. RomanHeavenTake.com at Jim Rome, JimRome.com. I'm on Twitter, sports writer, sports R-E-I-T-E-R. We'll take some calls as we continue to figure out, talk about process. Andrew Luck, gone from the game of football. 1-800-636-8686. More Andrew Luck talk in a moment here on the Jim Rome Show.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back into the Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. I'm Bill Ryder. I am filling in today for Jim. He is back tomorrow. College football is back, and that means CBS Sports Network's team of experts return to the studio to tackle all the hottest topics on the gridiron. Don't miss Inside College Football Tuesday night, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. We got a bunch of calls. Let's do it. 1-800-636-8686, RomeToHaveATake.com, Jim on Twitter at JimRome, JimRome.com. If you want to hit me up one way or another, sports writer, sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Andrew Luck is no longer a part of the National Football League, and we are tackling it here in its entirety throughout the entirety of the show here on the Jim Rome Show. Today, Chris in Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite cities in the country. What is up, brother? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a take that's currently unpopular for Colts fans in the short term. Because losing Andrew Luck, you're losing your star player. But I think the Colts are in a great situation for two reasons. One, they got Jacoby Brissett on a contract here this year. He has to prove himself that he is worthy to be a next-tier quarterback, as in a starter, and then get paid like one. Two, if the Colts definitely, their season does not turn out well, then they have a lot of draft capital, and they have a top-10 pick. They can go after their quarterback in the future in the draft of 2020.
Chris in Portland, Oregon, I appreciate the positivity, right? I've tried, especially since I had kids, to be that glass half full guy, focus on the gratitude, see things in the most optimistic of ways, but I can't get there, brother. You lose Andrew Luck in this fashion by choice. And again, I'm not judging the guy. He is a grown man who can make his own decisions, but it is a death knell for the Colts. They are not a Super Bowl contender with Jacoby Brissett. They are not a Super Bowl contender for a number of years. To be a Super Bowl contender, especially in that organization that has not been particularly well run under that owner, they're going to have to find a way to get a quarterback on the level of Andrew Luck, or at least close to it. The most likely option is to do what they did with Manning and what they did with Luck, and that is time painful, terrible seasons perfectly, and then have that guy work out. Not only are there very few Andrew Lucks and Peyton Mannings, beyond that, beyond just there are very few players at that level, Aaron Rodgers sat in that draft room for a long time and waited. Tom Brady went to the sixth round. Luck and Peyton weren't just all-time greats. They were sure things. Think how few of those come through. You can't screw it up. My wife, Lori, who's listening to the show, and I'm obviously sleeping on the couch, doesn't know anything about sports. Love you, sweetie. Doesn't know anything about sports. She could have drafted Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. She could have gotten that right. That's going to be very, very difficult to do again. So appreciate your positivity for the people of Indianapolis. I love Indy. I'm from the Midwest. My heart goes out to them, but they got hosed. They are in deep, deep trouble. Give us a call, 1-800-636-8686. Bill Ryder, that's me filling in for Jim on the Jim Rome Show. Let's go to LD in Indy. Not a happy place, I would imagine, today. LD, what's up, brother? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
What's up, Bill? Hey, thanks for taking my call. Man, you're right. Look, I have all the respect in the world for Luck, and he did us a service. But he also did a disservice. If we look at the people that retired early in the past, they didn't do it 2 weeks before opening season. I mean, he has been contemplating this. He's been thinking about it. He was talking to family members about it. So why wait till 2 weeks before the season starts? He hung us out to dry. Now, look, I'm one of the guys, next man up. I get it, next man up. The quarterback position, you cannot do that in today's league at that position. So in saying that, I'm a Colts fan. I'm not one of these, you know, I'm not a Peyton fan. I love Peyton, but I am a Colts fan. He hung us out to dry. And We can't. There's no recouping from this. It's going to take us 3 years to get back where we were at. Do you agree?
LD, I agree that 3 years is the absolute minimum if everything goes perfectly. I think it's more like 5 to 7, and there's no guarantees in the NFL. Thanks for the call. And, brother, believe me, I feel your pain. I have rooted, like a lot of us, for some sports teams that have made a habit of breaking my heart. I get it. I'll say this about whether he hung you out to dry, and we don't know the details. What I do know is in the past, the Colts organization, your Colts organization, has been dishonest or incompetent about assessing the injury of one Andrew Luck. The last time he missed a season, we were told in the entirety of that summer he was going to be fine. Everything was okay. Nothing to see here. And then he didn't play. So what I don't know, before I pass judgment on Andrew Luck, whether I say he let you guys down and betrayed you by the timing of his decision he, for me, is entitled to make, I don't know if he got called into a room the day before, 3 days before, or 4 days before, and was told, hey, sorry, we kind of screwed up your medical situation again. You're actually going to miss 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, a year. I'm guessing, we're all guessing. The information will come out eventually. But we know this. Luck talked about being in a constant cycle of rehab. If he wasn't in a constant cycle of rehab today, it sounds like he would have played. So, respectfully, LD, I don't think he hung you guys out to dry. I think the guy was battered and his organization let him down. I don't think your Colts team does a particularly good job of being forthcoming. They haven't in the past with Andrew Luck's injury status. It's a guess. I don't know. My guess is that that guy, Andrew Luck, had some kind of injury that was continuing and nagging and maybe really, really troublesome. 1-800-636-8686. But, dude, I feel you, man. I absolutely feel you, because that is, I got a guy, Ryan Hickey. He works on my show a few days a week on Rider Than You here on CBS Sports Radio from 6 to 10 Eastern. He's a Colts fan. We give him a hard time all the time. We like to, we like to bust chops a little bit on the show. I just sent him an I'm sorry note over the weekend. That's a killer. It's a killer, and you have my sympathy. I can't get angry at Andrew Luck. I don't know the details, and I know he's allowed to do what he wants. Appreciate the call. Bill Ryder filling in for Jim here on the Jim Rome Show. 1-800-636-8686. Out of college, I lived in Little Rock, Arkansas. Never been to the South from Iowa. Loved it. Had an amazing 2 years in Little Rock. Worked at the newspaper there. So it's kind of cool going to Arkansas. Kyle on the line from one of the most beautiful states in the country. Kyle, what's up, brother? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great, man.
So I'm calling to comment on the Andrew Luck situation. I'm actually kind of proud of the guy being able to step down before he did more damage than he realized he could have done. That situation in Indy where, as you were saying just a moment ago, they weren't disclosing the full possible injury reports that they needed to. And it was just best for him. It was sudden, and like the caller before me said, he was, they're hung out to dry. Sometimes that happens, and is it fun? No. But the guy had to get out of there before he did more damage than he possibly ever could have recovered from. It's not fun. You go out this season, and who knows? You tear that arm up, it can't be repaired, and you might lose your arm,
I think, thanks for the call. I think one of the great questions, and you hope it gets leaked and reported in the next week, it'll be a month or the guy writes a book, but it'll be sooner, is what was the status? What was the actual status of Andrew Luck? Had, in some alternate universe, Andrew Luck does not retire. When is he on a football field next? Knowing what we know now, is anyone really betting it's week one or week three or week four? I mean, he talked at his retirement press conference. It's still bizarre to say that out loud. Andrew Luck talked at his retirement press conference about being in a vicious cycle of rehab. Not a vicious cycle of the pains and the injuries, you're black and blue from playing the game of football. Not the vicious cycle of the mental difficulties of playing the sport. The vicious cycle, he told us, of rehab, of being hurt, of being injured. To me, and I'm guessing as much as you are, to me, that sounds absolutely like a guy who was anticipating 100% rehabbing going forward. Not past tense, present tense, maybe long-term future tense. And I'll say this too. There's a lot of people who want to spread blame. it's generational. He's weak. This, that, the other. Maybe it's the game. Now, Brian Billick kind of tried to respectfully push back on that. Maybe it's the game of football. I understand it's specific to Andrew Luck. I think very likely a huge chunk of this, 30%, 50-80, of why one of the most talented quarterbacks in a generation is leaving the game before he's 30 is because of the organization he played for. We talk all the time about how important it is who drafts you, where you're at, right? And I know this has changed now with the Browns, but for a very long time, if you were a Brown and you were a cornerback whose name was called on draft day by the Cleveland Browns, you basically knew you had a career shelf life of 1 to 3 years, and then you'd be doing television or something else. You know that if you're a Patriot and you do the Patriots way, you'll be there as long as you're of service. Do you really believe, I don't, that Andrew Luck is retired if he was with an organization that knew how to manage its team, its quarterback, its culture? And I know this is the unicorn of football culture, but Andrew Luck is a Patriot. He's not retiring right now. That organization didn't protect him. And what an irony, too, right? The fact that Andrew Luck is the guy that every time he got hit, the bigger the hit, the more he did this. He would get up, he would slap that dude on the behind, be like, oh, good hit, good job. Remember that? That was Andrew Luck's whole thing, congratulating the guys who it turned out were going to knock him out of the game of football. Funny, charming. Hey, Colts, why don't you stop creating so many clips where Andrew Luck gets to congratulate guys for knocking him on his back? Anger is not usually the way to go in the long term. Jason Lock and Forrest said this, and I had the same reaction. I had to sleep on it on Saturday and a little bit last night. I get you're angry, Colts fans. I would suggest if you're going to be angry, direct it at your owner and your organization. 1-800-636-8686. We'll just keep taking phone calls if you want to do that. Rome at HeavyTake.com. Jim on Twitter, Jim Rome, JimRome.com. We're on CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports Radio. I'm Bill Ryder filling in. You can hit me up at Sports Ryder, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. We will keep making sense as best we can of Andrew Luck's retirement when we come back to the Jim Rome Show after this CBS Sports Radio update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back into the show. I was just thinking about this. And you got to take advantage of luck. And 1-800-636-8686, we'll get to all your phone calls here on the Jim Rome Show. Has anybody been luckier and taken advantage of it than Nick Foles? Short of Alshon Jeffrey not catching that ball. Guy goes down. Foles doesn't play particularly well in the regular season. Is an absolute beast in the postseason. They win a Super Bowl. Last year was awesome. Same circumstances, different outcome. And now, with the retirement of Andrew Luck, in a division that's pretty wide open, the Jags are looking pretty good. Westgate has the Texans and the Jags at plus 200 to win the AFC South. But Lamar Miller going down is significant for that Texans team. I like Houston this year a lot. I think we're just talking about this, an interesting bet. I think they're 45-1 now to win the Super Bowl. But it's a risk for a reason. 45-1 for a reason. Don't buy the Titans. I actually like Vrabel. I think Vrabel is I think he's a great coach. But they haven't been able to figure it out offensively, in particular with Marcus Mariota. Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator last year, now obviously in Green Bay as the head coach. Ran the ball constantly. And the more I thought about it and think about it, felt like a criticism of LaFleur, but maybe LaFleur is as advertised, and he just realized Mariota isn't very good at the quarterback position in the NFL and had to run the football out of necessity. Doesn't feel like that's the team. I'm not buying Jacoby Brissett as the savior that you plug in and play at the level that they would have had with Andrew Luck. If Nick Foles is good enough, if he can be in the regular season even a little bit what he was in the postseason, maybe he is another beneficiary, another opening. Right, you gotta better be luckier than good. And maybe Nick Foles is both. 1-800-636-8686 is the phone number. Jeff in Indy, what is going on, dude? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hi, Bill. I've been a Colts fan since Johnny Hughes winning titles. And you're right, they didn't take care of Luck. He missed 18 games with a shoulder, 7 with a lacerated kidney. I mean, how's that happen? But it is what it is. I think we need Colin Kaepernick to step in. We need to give him a break. He's a great athlete, great talent. I think he could get it done. And watch out for Lamar Jackson this year. Baltimore is a big value. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks. Actually, that is, I didn't look at the odds, but Baltimore is really interesting. Kaepernick can play back when a year ago, if you needed somebody, every year you're away from the game, I worry that you lose a whole bunch of what you were about and what you can do. I guess we'll see from Le'Veon Bell, you know, what he's able to do with the Jets. I like Brissett. I think he's serviceable. I think he's, for a backup quarterback, and one of you said here on the Jim Rome Show when you called in a little bit ago at 1-800-636-8686, and it's an absolute fact, it's next man up in the NFL, but not the quarterback position. Jacoby Brissett's not going to win you a Super Bowl, but he's not as bad. I would dare say he is good, and most backups are not, man. He's not going to be the brutal drop-off that happens in most situations, not all, in most situations in the NFL, if your guy goes down. 1-800-636-8686. JoJo in Maine, thank you for listening. You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
I totally, being a Cowboy fan and what happened with Aikman back in the day, having to, you know, get his career short, I definitely feel what they're going through, especially with the franchise quarterback. But if people really look at the story, he didn't leave him high and dry, because 3 weeks ago, after the first preseason game, he actually went to Ursay and got an agreement to keep half of his signing bonus. So they knew this for like 4 or 5 weeks now. So I'm with you. We should be more angry at the owner and the coach, because they didn't come out in a timely manner, and they didn't even go out and even scout or work out other quarterbacks. So they knew this was coming after the first preseason game. They knew it was like a 75% chance. So the story that he just quit, because think about it. Why would the story come out while he's on the sidelines of a preseason game? Because they already had the story in works, and that's been going on for weeks. So I love the show. I just don't want people to give him such a hard time, because he did try to do it gracefully. I love the show. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, JoJo. Appreciate you. It's always fun filling in for Jim here on the Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Yeah, I'm with you in that I'm not mad at Andrew Luck. I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe he decided 3 days earlier. Maybe 3 weeks ago he gave him a warning. They were trying to talk him out of it. Maybe they thought they had a 90% chance of success or failure. There's a lot of that's a lot of things here. A lot of variables we don't know yet, and we will know. Regardless, they thought 3 weeks ago. They found out 3 days ago. They're not going to find a better option on the street than Jacoby Brissett. So if you have even a 3% chance of retaining Andrew Luck, if you have a 1% chance of talking him out of it, and you do until he makes an announcement, I don't think you're out there advertising this is going on, bringing in quarterbacks, trying guys out, because the last thing you want to do is break the news, not let Luck do it himself, and alienate him while you're trying to sell him on the idea, and I'm sure they did, of sticking around. 1-800-636-8686. It's so interesting to me, too, how much we take what we think an athlete should be, right? If I had those abilities, if I had that money, and place it on their shoulders. Most of these guys want it so badly, yearn for it so much, that their goal is to be Tom Brady. Tom Brady playing without, it seems, an end, outlast another quarterback. Maybe it's not as simple as, but maybe a big part of the equation. And I think certainly in conjunction with the Colts not taking care of him and not being an organization that protected him, maybe that is what led Andrew Luck to start thinking about life beyond football earlier. And he's a different kind of cat, as we've talked about. Now, the Colts, I'm sure, pushed him to the consideration. And he made the decision, you know what, to hell with the game. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Atlanta. We got Atlanta, the Braves, GM on in about 40 minutes or so, somewhere in that range. Jason in Atlanta, what is going on? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, I'm more disappointed in the whole thing with both, I have to say it, with Luck and with the team, because all I thought about is the Any Given Sunday speech. He's responsible, and so is the team, for more than just that little pod of people. They're responsible for the community, and they're taking away from the rest of the games that he is not going to play in the season. And like somebody said earlier, he had to have known this weeks before or something. They should have planned for this because he's the quarterback. He has an edge of more responsibility than the rest of the players on the team. And it leaves a bad taste in my mouth because it's soiling every game that they're playing from now on. And granted, somebody could get injured, but to go out like this, it's just not the right way to do it.
Jason, thanks.
Somebody else had to have known about this.
Yeah, man, thanks for the call. I respectfully disagree. Or I understand the reaction. I understand that being the visceral feeling that people have, especially Colts fans. And maybe I'm pointing now here to two things that aren't connected, but it is not a secret. Whatever you do for a living, right? The radio business, the insurance business, politics, the NFL, whatever people see from the outside looking in, when you're on the inside, you know how things as they are. And it is not a secret. In fact, it's so not a secret that many of us on the outside know the Colts are not a well-run organization. Their owner is not a shining example, a shining beacon on a hill of consistency and culture. Let me draw your attention to this as being, this is the second rejection in the short term, the second unprecedented rejection in the short term of the Colts. I know a lot of you don't like Josh McDaniels. I know a lot of you don't like the Patriots. But when the offensive coordinator in New England was going to try to be the first, and it doesn't look like it's going to be the first down in Miami, the first disciple of the Patriots way to go be a head coach, come off that tree and be successful in Indy, what did he do? What did he do? He takes the job. Not only takes the job, hires a staff. That poor staff gets under contract in Indy and then wakes up and says, you know what? I actually changed my mind. I'm deuces. I'm out. I'm not going to be the head coach. And at the time, a lot of us, and put me in that group, were hypercritical of Josh McDaniels. You gave your word. You said you'd do it. What are you doing? But now you fast forward not that much later, and Andrew Luck is also pulling a, I got to get out of here? What's the common denominator? It's the Indianapolis Colts. What's the common denominator? It's two very driven, different guys, but driven, successful guys. One who was going to be a part of that organization, one who's already there, making their assessments, whatever the other factors in their life, and saying, you know what? To hell with this. I'm telling you, you want to blame someone, don't blame Andrew Luck. And I'm on the extreme on this. Andrew Luck could, and this didn't happen, but could quite literally, for me, have woken up on Saturday morning, have had a conversation on Friday night with his head coach or his team. I can't wait, so excited. Football, yay. Had woken up on Saturday morning and said to himself, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to have eggs, the coffee, the Tabasco, and the retirement. That's what I feel like today. That's what I'm going with. And he's a grown man. He can do what he wants. I don't have a lot of experience with Hall of Fame level talent who just wake up and decide that they don't want to be there anymore. But I'll cite the one guy that I do know because we did a podcast together and he shared this. Andy Roddick. Not that Andy Roddick is Roger Federer. He's not. But for American tennis, pretty good. That dude just woke up one day. Literally woke up one day, turned to his wife, Brooklyn Decker, and said, I'm out. And I've had this conversation with both of them. His wife, her response was, are you sure? He said, I'm out. It happens. Sometimes guys just don't want to compete. Sometimes guys just wake up and decide, you know what, the travel, the grind. I don't think that happened with Andrew Luck, but if it did, I'm not mad at him. I'm still mad at the Colts. Create a football team he wants to be a part of. Create a culture that he wants to embrace. It doesn't matter how good a guy you are, how good a teammate you are, how talented you are as a football player. If most days when you go to work, you don't want to be there, and in the back of your brain, you feel like you're at a place that's squandering your potential before the pain and the injury and the rehab and the blame where those things go. And you've got go bleep yourself money. Some people are going to say go bleep yourself. Exactly what Andrew Luck did. And this show is flying by. Bill Ryder filling in for Jim Rome. 1-800-636-8686. All right, I'm not going to make the case, but we're going to entertain the possibility of blaming Andrew Luck. And some people have, including a guy that I talked to last week, former cornerback. We'll get into that. Those blaming Andrew Luck and where they're coming from as we talk about the Colts stars' retirement next year on the Jim Rome Show.